Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Altus Group podcast series. Fernando Calvo, a key accounts executive with Altus Group. Today we'll be speaking with Brad Gorski, a senior director at Altus Group, about an update regarding real property tax for the state of Georgia. And with that, we'll hand it over to Fernando.
Matt, thank you very much. And Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
So Brad, you have decades of experience working both real and personal tax across the nation. Today we're going to be speaking specifically about Georgia and real property tax. Brad, talk to us a little bit about what we should expect this tax season in Georgia.
Well, thank you, Fernando. Well, this coming season, there are several counties that do expect to be fairly aggressive on their revaluation. Most notably, Cherokee County expects to place increases, pretty good increases on retail. Cobb County plans on doing a lot of focus around the Cumberland area as values have increased substantially in that area as a result of all the activity around the Braves Stadium. Gwinnett County itself, actually, the flat values are pretty flat there. The values have just come out, and we've looked at those values, and they haven't moved that much this year, so that's good for taxpayers there. Fulton County does anticipate pretty substantial increases in the area of residential, as they haven't done a big increase there for quite a while. They also will be chasing permits, so any permitted properties where there have been improvements done, you can expect a pretty substantial increases there in Fulton County.
Got you. So, you know, the expectations are there's some counties that are going to raise, and some counties like Gwinnett, which you mentioned, are going to keep their values flat. Any specific asset classes? Like, I know last year you mentioned Fulton County had multifamily on their radar. Any specific asset classes that we could talk about on this call that we should have our listeners be aware of?
Primarily, Cobb and Cherokee had mentioned retail. So I would think certainly retail, and then within Cobb, I think all classes, certainly in the Cumberland area and the Six Flags Whitewater area, they do anticipate some pretty good increases and across a variety of property types there.
Now, and you know, Brad, you and I, we've spoken to each other at length about Georgia, and you brought something up to my attention that I was unaware of, specifically with regards to if I were to have filed an appeal last year and won that appeal, that values, is it frozen for a year or two, or how does that work out?
Yeah, so that's what you're referring to there is what we refer to as 48-5-299 of the Georgia Code, which states that a value, real property value that's been established in an appeal, that the value shall not be changed by the board for the next 2 years. Unless you file an appeal and remove the cap, so to speak, on the value, that value should remain in force for 2 years. Now, what we have found is that some counties are not following this code and that they are increasing values subsequent to an appeal reduction by a board. And that would require another appeal to fix it, to force them to keep the value the same for the remaining 2 years of the cycle. And so it's very important for taxpayers, even though they may have filed an appeal and been successful in getting a reduction, to make sure that that reduction holds true for the next 2 years following that reduction.
Yeah, and Brad, that's interesting because most of our, actually several of our clients are institutional in size, and they generally set parameters on percent increase to, you know, flag that asset as something to look at. And even if they had appealed based on what you just said, and the increase is still above zero, it should be coming to your attention to make sure that we take care of that this year, and you don't have to pay more than your fair share.
That's exactly right, Fernando.
In your experience, you know, there's several regions and counties in the East Coast that require you to fill out your income expense reports and send those into the county. How important is that in the state of Georgia? Is that something that we need to respond to? And if so, what happens if we don't respond to those requests?
Yeah, great question, Fernando. It is a request by the jurisdictions, and not all of them ask for it, for the income and expense information in the RAT rolls. We often advise our clients that if that income and expense information and RAT roll information indicates a increase in value, that they should probably not submit that. There's not any penalties for non-submittal. There's no impact on the appeal process for non-submittal. But what we typically would advise is that if that income or the rent roll, and maybe there's some issues with vacancy or rents are declining for a particular property, if we want to use that information in the future for a potential appeal, or if we think we can be proactive in getting the value reduced upon reassessment, then it makes sense for the client to submit that information to the jurisdiction and, in effect, put them on notice that there are issues here that the assessor needs to address that could impact value in a downward manner. And so that's when I would advise the client to submit that information.
Yeah,
now, there's, Fernando,
the
there's one additional thing I'd like to mention, too, that that's kind of important is that a lot of times, as a result of the law change from a few years ago, when the definition of market value was modified as to what constituted an arm's length bona fide sale, there's some language in there that basically says that that bona fide sale and arm's length sale does include distress sales, short sales, bank sales, or sales at public auction. And there's some counties that have been ignoring that language and basically saying that certain types of sales or transactions are not arm's length and bona fide, and therefore they can ignore it. And they typically obviously do that when the sale price is lower than where they currently have the value set. And so there's been a recent court case, in fact it just settled on March 23rd of 2016 in DeKalb County, where there was a sheriff's sale of a property, and the county had claimed that that value did not constitute an arm's length bona fide sale, and they tried to throw it out. Well, the courts have determined that it is indeed considered to be an arm's length bona fide sale, and so we can now include sheriff's sales of property as part of that definition. So I think it's important for taxpayers to be aware of that as well. If they have a distressed situation and they buy a property that has been distressed, that that sales price can help drive a reduction.
Well, Brad, thank you very much for the insight. I'd love to hear you repeat that code that you specifically repeated earlier on today. It's amazing that you memorized that. But, Brad, thank you for your time this afternoon. For all of our listeners, if you do not have representation, we highly advise it. We'd love an opportunity to speak with you guys. If you do have any other questions, please give myself, Fernando Calvo, or Brad Gorski a call. Our contact information is listed on altusgroup.com. And again, Brad, Matt, thank you guys for your time.
Thank you very much.
And thank you guys. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Altus Group podcast interview where Fernando Calvo, a key accounts executive with Altus Group, interviewed Brad Gorski, who's a senior director with Altus Group, about an update regarding real property tax for the state of Georgia. And Fernando and Brad, thank you for your time.
Have a great day.
Thank you.